Thank you and good morning to everyone. Good afternoon to the delegation in Macau and good morning to the representatives here with us in the room. And greetings also to everyone watching online. Today I will be dealing with issue number 22, participation in public affairs. And allow me to start with a little follow-up question posed on day one of our dialogue and ask the delegation if it could please provide any information whether there have been any talks initiated on the possible withdrawal of the reservation to Article 25B to the Covenant and introduction of universal and equal suffrage for all elections, and perhaps if there were any measures taken to abolish or at least further reduce the ratio of indirectly elected or appointed seats in the Assembly. I also note that Macau used to have two municipal councils with directly elected members which functioned as local governments but were abolished in 2001. And in 2018, Macau government refused to reinstate direct elections for municipal organs and instead created the Municipal Affairs Bureau, whose members are designated by chief executive and act under the supervision of the government and are also accountable to it. So I would like to know whether there are any discussions in Macau, China, to perhaps reinstate direct elections for municipal organs. We received reports that in July of 2021, Macau government disqualified 21 candidates from the Legislative Assembly election on the grounds of being not loyal to the Macau Special Administrative Region and not upholding the basic law. Amongst these 21 disqualified candidates, three served as members of the Legislative Assembly and had never been prevented from standing in previous elections. There are serious concerns voiced that disqualifications were a flagrant violation of covenant's rights. Some frustrated electors spoiled ballot papers after 21 candidates were barred, writing on them, for example, "I want real universal suffrage." DQ, disqualification, election under oligarchy, objection, 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 or corrupt. And just 42% of the electorate headed to the polls, a drop of almost 15% compared to the previous election in 2017. While I thank the delegation for providing us with information on the criteria used by the Electoral Affairs Commission to disqualify candidates under Law Number 9/2016, I wish to ask for further clarifications on the implementation of the part of Article 4, which provides that those who refuse to declare that they uphold the basic law and they are loyal to Macau Special Administrative Region, or that for proven facts do not uphold the basic law or are not loyal to the Macau Special Administrative Region are not eligible to be elected. More specifically, the three disjunctive options seem to achieve a very broad coverage and given the loose criteria seem to allow for a large discretion of the authorities. Could you please explain how this provision is being concretely applied in practice and what guarantees are in place to prevent arbitrariness of authorities? In this regard, it's particularly worrying that in the mentioned case, in police compiled surveillance records about the candidates used by the Electoral Affairs Committee to justify their disqualifications, the candidates' participation in events mourning Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo and victims of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre was framed as subverting the constitutional order, and that the candidates' promotion of a mock referendum on Macau's political system was framed as viciously attacking the constitutional order. Could you please comment on all these developments, which seem to encroach on a number of covenant's rights? And finally, could we also receive information whether there are any other cases of suspension from office, such as in the case of Su Kahu, or cases of termination of office of members of Legislative Assembly in Macau, China? Thank you, and I'm looking forward to replies in this constructive dialogue, and I return floor back to Madam Chairperson.